morning, everyone. Or should I say good afternoon? Because it's just taken me 2.5 fucking hours to get down here from North London. Absolute disaster. Train strike. QE2 bridge closed. Quite stressed. But we're all happy to be here. We've got the older gentleman's back this week, so we're pleased with that.
Hello.
Hello, Andrew. Hello. And so hopefully he's got a few stories about what he's done in the previous week, although it appears to be sitting at a pavilion watching the rain piss down during a game of cricket and possibly not a lot else. Apart from buying matching underwear, it seems.
That's true.
Yeah.
More information than we need.
Yeah. So, Stuart, you've got a copious bunch of notes there. What are we going to do this week?
Well, yes, lovely to see hear everyone again. Lovely to be back. And we've got plenty to discuss today, what we've been doing, what we've been seeing, what we have been talking about. But I am going to start with a very, very quick shout-out. Unfortunately, my mum's not been terribly well the last few days. And yesterday, cut long story short, she had ambulance service had to be called twice. She's not feeling herself.
Oh,
and I just want a massive shout out to the ambulance service.
Hear, hear.
They've been brilliant. Because she clearly won't be listening to this.
No.
That,
well, she might be.
No, she can't work the remote, TV remote. So working out a podcast is slightly above, especially in her current state. She's not the easiest at times to deal with. And they've just been so brilliant with her.
I might visit her with you.
You could. That would really just send her over the edge.
Yeah. That'll
cheer
her up.
She barely knows who I am at the moment, so she's clearly going to have no idea who you are. But that might be good.
Oh, well, I hope she gets
better. But anyway, yes, to the people who came out, especially the ones who came out late at night, thank you so much.
I had to call an ambulance, actually, about 6 months ago. I was at a heavy rock gig with my brother, seeing a band called Monster Truck. About a third of the way through their set, he had a bit of a funny turn.
Oh, no.
And he's all right now, so I can laugh about it. But he basically collapsed. Oh, shit. So I'm trying to phone an ambulance. I knew a few people at the gig. It wasn't a massive gig, about 800 people. And so they sorted out getting the first aid in the... And I went outside the venue. And they kept saying to me on the phone, is the patient sat up? And I'm going, I don't know. I'm outside. There's a heavy metal concert going on in there. I couldn't phone you from there. It's too noisy. Okay. Is the patient breathing? It's like, you know, they were going through a bit of a crib sheet. Yeah. But they were very good when they turned up.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
He was fine by then, of course.
Yes.
So I spent until 3 a.m. sat in UCLH hospital with him. And then they said, well, you can go home now, sir. And then I had to make my way home.
My
on the night
story
bus.
Is... I was ice skating in New York Central Park ice rink.
And
I
was
it's going to be an accident, isn't it?
I was a bit hungover. I was out there for my 40th, a group of girls, and we were skating on this ice rink, and it was absolutely gorgeous, lovely day. And I said to them, look up, look where we are, look what we're doing. Bang, I went down. So they had to shut the ice rink, and I was taken off by ambulance because I'd fallen and broken my elbow.
Couldn't they just slide you off?
No, well, they did, and then they called an ambulance, and then it was all drama.
Couldn't they just drag you by the hood and just pull you across the ice?
Just drag me. Yeah, so that was my one and only time in an ambulance, apart from when I went with my son.
But... Did you have the requisite insurance?
Oh, it cost an absolute fortune.
Did
it?
For the insurance company,
yes, I think the ambulance was, oh, my gosh, I think it was $1,300.
Yeah, that is so...
Yeah,
was that the Donald J. Trump... Ice Plaza Ice Rink.
I think it is.
It's now
is
no
that the one
called.
From Home Alone 2?
It is, yes.
Is it?
It is.
Was that one?
The one in Central Park.
That's the one. I'm not sure it's called the Donald J. Trump Ice Rink anymore, but it certainly used to be.
I've skated on it.
Yes.
Have you?
Yeah.
I refuse to go on it because I don't do skating because it scares the living daylights out of me. I'm just going to lose my fingers.
It's real.
I fall down on the floor, which I'm going to.
Yeah.
Well, we're about 3 minutes into this and we've transgressed.
Yeah. And I want to say about ambulance as well. I have a mother-in-law who has a very frequent love of the ambulance, and they're amazing when they do come. And
because she also will not be listening.
No, she will definitely not be listening.
She absolutely will not be listening.
Are you going off to do that radio thing?
I have a recent ambulance story from Sunny Alton, where my mother had a stroke and 3 minutes the ambulance took to get there, which was brilliant. And two wonderful young ladies came in and were superb.
Yeah, they are so good.
And how's your mum?
Mad as a box of frogs, but still kicking, still kicking.
Yeah, so obviously, yeah. So that's my big shout out because they really deserve it. So yeah, what have we been up to? What have we been watching? What have we been doing?
I've just come back from 5 days in Barcelona.
El Barça. Mm. Do you look like you had a nice job?
Do you actually go to work at all?
Yeah.
It's not. Look, the bloody NHS is in so much trouble, isn't it? I mean, she's helping to prop the NHS up. 2 weeks in Bakersfield, a week in Barcelona.
I'm going to be catching up with a lot of shifts in the next few weeks. But yeah, so I had a love. There was 9 of us for my friend Sheena's 60th birthday, and we had a really lovely. I've never been to Barcelona.
Is she a punk rocker?
For years. It's lovely, but it's lovely there from what I remember.
Mm, it was really nice. Great food and wine, and yeah, had a lovely week. Well, Monday to Friday.
Good.
Excellent. I headed north to see my two boys in Sheffield and Leeds.
Oh, that's why you were missing on the last podcast.
That's why I was missing. Yeah.
That's a reasonable excuse.
I was very apprehensive heading north, but it was wonderful. And I particularly like Leeds. Been redeveloped.
Why were you hesitant about going north?
Because there's northerners up there.
They're a different. Oh, no. Our listener figures got different.
That's,
gone down again,
that's all
it?
Those figures dropped.
Slashed our listenership figures by at least 10% there.
But they were wonderful. They were very welcoming. The beer was superb, but I particularly like Leeds. I thought it was lovely. Stayed in the docks that had been redeveloped.
Leeds is quite nice, actually.
It's very good. My friend, big
right
friend,
in the centre, it's nice.
His son has just gone to uni there. He absolutely loves it.
I thought it was lovely.
He's become like a,
took
basically
a water taxi from the docks to the centre.
Yeah.
Went to the art gallery, so found culture.
I didn't know Leeds had docks, did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But there is one that they're still basically from Yorkshire.
It's about 40 miles
in
there.
They
are from Yorkshire.
They're still from Yorkshire, so you need to hold that one in. So that's
good. Are you sure you're in Leeds?
Are you sure it was Leeds and not Hull?
It was Leeds.
Right.
We've had enough of you two being jammed, twats. So we're not gonna stop.
Marmalade. Listened to the last podcast,
you
haven't you?
Don't
listen,
because we're not going there. Jam tracks is the last thing I need in my life at the moment.
Please, no.
Right, so I watched something the other day, very compelling. It's hugely popular. I saw Baby Reindeer.
Mm. Oh my word!
Yeah,
have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't got. I haven't got Netflix.
Oh yeah, you can't log in as.
Spend your huge saving pot and basically
buy Netflix.
Get Netflix.
I keep saying I must actually get it for a month.
Yeah,
and just watch everything I need to watch. The weather's getting good now. I might do it over the summer. When I won't be working over the summer for a couple of months.
Take more than a month to catch up on everything.
No, I don't think so.
So, what did you like about it? Not like about it?
It's a hard watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think once you get to episode four,
it
really turns.
But you want to know the story and you want to know why it's ended up like this. Because the first two, without the first two, is letting people who kind of probably know what it's about. Mm. You're just sitting there thinking, why are you doing this? Mm. Just cut her loose, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it becomes more compelling about his backstory and all this sort of stuff.
It reminded me of Private School. Far more anal sex than I'm comfortable with, I think.
It's so good to have you back.
Oh, good.
Just to have that knowledge of what is possibly going to come out of your mouth at any given time.
Well,
with comments like that.
An accurate reflection of what was on
the
screen.
Possibly. We don't want to let people know too much.
Is that the accurate reflection of what was on the menu at your public school?
Is that in the prospectus?
Well, I hope not.
There was more pedos per square foot than anywhere else in Britain.
Okay,
I think
don't
about
mention
that.
The name of the school, okay? Yeah. Just because
we're not making enough money out of this to sustain a lawsuit. If that's okay, but it does sort of bring on that subject of stalkers and what is a stalker? What's slightly persistent and what is downright sort of mental? Didn't you have a bit of a stalker?
No, I think. Well, there was somebody who used to come into the Boots when I worked in a shop and he was quite often popping in, and then he'd often appear at other places. But I have a suspicion that you had a bit of a stalker thing, didn't you, at college?
I would say she was a mild stalker. She was mildly obsessed, which is a bit worrying about trying to do that with like 19 or 20 year old students.
Yeah, especially as we all remember what you were like when you were that age. You were hardly the catch you are now either.
I think I prefer his comment about anal sex, to be honest. About that slur I've just again. But there were certain similarities.
So, how did it, what happened with yours?
She came up to me at one of the college nights out.
Oh,
with her, like a couple of mates, I thought, oh, okay, well, like, here we go. And basically proceeded to tell me my life story. She said, this is your name, this is your address, this is your dad works at Texaco, your mum is a teacher at Croydon Down School, you play cricket for this team, you play football for that team.
Really?
You used to go to Imberhorn.
Had you met her before?
No,
I've ever
never
seen
spoken
her before.
To her before. This is the registration of your car. And this
oh,
sort of
really?
And of course,
wow.
I was quite pissed and thinking, well, I'm clearly in here. But no, for once, 19 or 20, we also, well, I don't need to talk any shit now because basically the job's done.
Yeah.
And yeah, and but her friends used to sort of kind of make a joke of, you've been obsessed with people before, and he's the latest in a sort of list of three or four people who you are obsessed with. And she clearly appeared to know she had a bit of an issue.
Mm.
And after that, it was kind of okay. She would kind of admit that she had this sort of obsession.
So do you see her after that?
Probably for the next sort of 18 months or maybe a year also, last year of college.
Right.
And yeah, we sort of, you know, ended up at parties and it was all right. I mean, obviously people advised me that clearly not a good idea to
did
go
she,
there.
Did she call you Baby Giraffe?
No, she didn't call me Baby Giraffe. That comes out later. Oh. But are you trying to make some sort of experiment? I might have been young and spindly.
Yes.
But yeah, no, it was quite, when you look back
was
now.
Was it when I was there? Is it my year or?
It would have been around the time that you were there, yeah. Mm. But she was, yeah, she went to a few things. I mean, yeah, she was perfectly harmless in the end. And I did actually try to look her up on Facebook.
That's a good idea.
Talking stalking.
And just, well, I mean, Facebook's the ultimate stalking place, isn't it?
Is.
To just say, oh, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you know, that's what people do that, don't
and
they?
And was she on there?
No, I couldn't find her.
She's in jail.
Maybe she topped herself after you spurned her advances.
So back to Baby Reindeer. A lot of people project how they would react in a situation, but you don't really know until you're in it.
I think
it's film portrayed how vulnerable every individual was in the programme, didn't it?
Well, I think it's you have that thing of if that ever happens to you, how you would do it and how you would. Do you let people down lightly because she was so vulnerable and wondered what she might do to herself and you don't want to be on the recipient of
it? But he was vulnerable too.
But you didn't know it obviously at the time, but he would, you know, other than that, you'd just be suddenly, after a while, I think it would go so far as like, you really just need to fuck off now.
And now what's happened to the real stalker, the lady who, well, I suppose is she still in prison?
She went to prison in real life, didn't she?
She went to prison. There's a lot of stuff out
people
there. I don't know
find
what's
her,
true
aren't they?
Or not.
Well, of course, the moment they do it, everyone in the press is going to try and find her, aren't they?
Mm.
And she says she's going to sue, whether that's correct or not. There's a lot of stuff
if they
out
do
there.
Find her, she could probably make a lot of money out of it as well, though.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, but I mean, it is a very compelling watch and quite a good one.
What was it about, at the end of all her messages, she always put, sent from my iPhone. There was something about that, the reason why she did that.
Well, she recorded everything, didn't she? I'm not letting her too much on here about the plot, but yeah, she was so damaged. I thought it was really the end is really sad.
Was she dangerous or just sort of sad?
Well, sort of both, really.
Oh. Both, yeah.
Yeah,
but very sad. Her sitting in the bus stop is very sad.
Oh, yeah.
And then he invites her in, and that's just being human to some extent, but that's being encouraging to another extent.
And you also realise, certainly, you know, speaking to Hannah about this, obviously being in the police. You know, the actual powers that the police have that they can and can't do. What is stalking? What's not stalking?
Mm.
What's just mild, you know, persuasion of wanting someone to finally go out with them? Obviously, like your wife with you.
Yeah. Clearly, true. It wasn't money.
It wasn't a Netflix subscription.
No.
But it is a great watch.
It is a good watch.
Well worth watching.
And another little gem that I've started, I'm really, really enjoying. It was out about a year ago. It's called The Last King of the Cross.
Oh, what's that on?
It's on Sky.
I've got that.
It's on Sky Max, I think. Last King of the Cross. It's about... Because we lived... Do you remember? Because we lived just by King's Cross.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we were in Australia?
Yeah.
Just up from
Cross.
Oh,
so the Australian King's Cross.
It's the Australian King's
Cross. I was
thinking,
I've never lived near King's Cross with you.
When we lived at Richard Stacey's house.
Yeah.
And it's as seedy as we remember it.
Yeah.
Because it is as seedy as fuck when we were there in the 90s. So yes, that's very good. It's about the drug trade and what goes on. So that is a good watch.
Only thing I've really watched any of those since is Clarkson's Farm.
Oh,
Have you ever watched it?
I don't think I've ever. Maybe one or two.
It doesn't matter whether you think he's a bell end or not.
Really?
It's really worth watching.
It's quite funny.
Absolutely. Have you watched the latest one?
No, not the latest one.
A ton of people have told me you've got to watch it.
The latest, whereas the last ones, they sort of appeared to put out like they do the whole series.
Right.
On this series, they've only got 4 episodes out, and it sort of ends on a bit of a cliffhanger. So I don't know how long it's going to take them to get the rest of it out. I presume they've already filmed them because they film it.
A lot of people have told me that you need to watch.
It's really
very,
good.
Very funny.
Really good. It's such a great program.
Making a Murderer on Netflix. I know it was a long time ago and I'm very late to the party, but I'm absolutely hooked on it. So don't say anything about anything. But yeah,
I watched
I'm
the first series and found the second series a bit annoying, but the first series is fabulous, and you just wanted to know what happened in the first series.
Oh my gosh, and the hatred, some of the people, the guy, the prosecutor, I just want to kill him. It's a good watch, but it's...
Do you find that a lot of those series that they have on Netflix and so on go on for so long, you get to a point where even if it's good, you think, I just can't invest any more time in this.
Yeah.
It's taking up too much of my time. I gave up on Schitt's Creek. Everyone said, got to watch it. It's just brilliant. But if it's like 24 episodes a series, I got halfway through series two and I thought, I've watched about 60 of these. I'm nowhere near the end and I just couldn't do it
anymore. Lucy is desperate for me to get into Grey's Anatomy. Oh, Dad,
I love Grey's Anatomy.
A lot of people
But when
said
I look at it, I said, right, let's go this. This is like, 16 series of 30 episodes a series. I'm like, I can't invest in that.
No.
I simply haven't got enough time.
It is so good, though.
The thing with Michelle Keegan, I really enjoyed it, but I just got bored of it. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, I started that.
I couldn't watch it to the end.
Yeah. She annoyed me.
It just went on too long,
right?
She's the worst. She's up there. She's up there with the worst mothers in the world in that program, isn't she? Do you ever look after your child at all?
Last night I watched the first part of the Kevin Spacey thing. Did anyone watch that?
Oh, is he back on now? He's sort of.
No, it's a programme
about him.
It's a programme
about him.
No, I would say
welcome back.
Oh, hello, Kev.
I would say Kevin's in a huge amount of trouble.
Did anyone watch that?
I'd say Kevin's in a bit of bother again.
I thought it would have to be civil things now, wouldn't it? Because I think he's being found not guilty in both London and New York now, isn't he?
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah.
There's more people.
I've got the Gary Glitter one to watch as well.
I have seen that. That is awful.
Oh, is it?
That's in some ways... That's actually worse than Jimmy Savile one.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a really tough watch.
Yeah.
That's a really, really tough watch. Until you realise they show the version of the Spice Girls singing on the lead of the gang. You think, I forgot it.
He did actually bring out some really good songs, didn't
he? Okay, you're saying about it.
But you realise there was even...
Rock and Roll Part 2 is fantastic.
Yes. I mean, but also you forget that an awful lot of the original football chants...
Yeah,
his songs.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, this sort of, certainly around that sort of time. But even on, dare I say it, I had the misfortune of going to Chelsea on Sunday. It's like the two worst hours of my week. And listening
with
to
West
all
Ham.
The stuff. Shut up. Mm. And and then just listening to the stuff, you're thinking, oh, that's a Gary Glitter one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Gary Glitter one. But yeah, no, it's worth watching, but it's a tough watch. Mm. Just a slight aside, Sally James is on there.
Sally James.
Is she? Up to date Sally James.
Is she?
Up to date.
Up to date.
She was on the last time I saw her on the telly was about 10 years ago, and she was on a. You know those programmes where they try and. I can't remember. You know where the general public have to guess how old somebody is?
This is where you
what
nicked
was it called?
Your
we
tool
did that quiz,
quiz
on that, didn't we?
No. And she was. I think she was at the time in her mid 50s, and everyone was saying she looked about. Early 60s. Oh. So they did a complete job on her. They did plastic surgery. The heart. I mean, not vicious plastic surgery, but sort of sorted out the bags under her eyes, gave her a bit of, you know, and she did look much better.
So
in
Stu loved her again.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I think if you go to previous podcasts, I will admit my total adoration of her young.
So that's the Gary Glitter thing she's in.
She's on the Gary Glitter because obviously he was on Tiz Wars and he was on these programs that she was on. So yeah, that is a good watch. But I mean, not a good watch, but a good watch if you know what I mean. Mm. So how are we doing for time?
Oh, well, I mean, nearly 20 minutes already.
Well, I reckon it's definitely time for first break. We can get our really important, highly paying sponsors in there.
Okay, and
when we
I
come
can go
back,
make a coffee.
You can go make a coffee, and when we come back, we're going to talk about other really, really exciting stuff.
Okay, see you soon. We're back. We're actually back for a second time because I had a bit of a problem there technically that you hopefully won't hear because Alex will get rid of it. Stuart, what now?
Thank you for informing everyone about that.
Okay.
It would appear that the four of us have avoided yet again an invitation to the New York Met Gala, which is very disappointing.
Which would be very good to go to. I'd love to.
I bet you would.
Just
do.
To see some of the outfits.
Absolutely no idea what it is.
Then you're never going to get an invite, are you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Was it ever likely? If I said, actually, I know what this is, there was more of a chance of me getting an invite as your plus one.
No, yeah, right. I think if I took you and not Jackie.
The main thing, I don't know if you've seen any of the pictures of the dresses, Kim Kardashian's waist is absolutely minute. I don't know. It's just
she must have to be surgically sewn.
Whether she had ribs out or something, I don't know. But there's nothing. Her waist is just minute. So her and I think it was Rita Ora, she wasn't wearing a huge amount. But I do love the grandness of it all.
I looked at some of the pictures. I like looking at the columns that always say the best dress and the worst dress.
Yes.
I mean,
you don't want to be on that worst dress,
No, that's not good. I sort of, without trying to sound like a pervy 50-year-old man.
Hard.
which I am going to, basically, now. Like, what the fuck's going on with Rita Ora? You might as well just go with your tits out.
I know.
I mean, she's wearing, basically...
It was a scarf, not a dress.
It's not in a... But, I mean, just...
Yeah, but she's got us chatting about it.
She has, she's in the papers. She's got a thing. Yeah. But, I mean, whoever's a designer, he's a sort of slightly the emperor's new clothes, because you don't have to be a great designer to wear the most sheer thing. Don't wear a bra.
No.
So, you know, don't mind.
It's good to look at, though. They're fun. It's fun to look at the dresses.
But who's on the worst list?
I mean, all for it.
We've got you.
Strange that.
Not a surprise.
I can't remember who's on the worst.
Eddie Redmayne just decides to wear a dress.
Sorry, is somebody going to actually tell me what the Met Gala is?
It's just like the New York High Society fashion ball.
Yeah.
It's a ball, is it? It's like a dinner dance.
Oh, the tickets are like, what, 300,000 each or something?
Yeah, so expensive.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, so you have to get an invite to basically go.
But you're going to New York soon,
aren't
you,
Stuart? I am going to New York, but I'm not going.
Jeans,
T-shirt and flip-flops, apparently.
Does this happen once a year or something?
Yes. It's a yearly event. You can find it. It's all over the papers if you...
And will there be... Papers. You know, like, I presume Rita Ora was at this Met Gala, and that's how you know she wasn't wearing very much. And would she get in for nothing, do you think?
I would imagine so.
So they would have a whole load of people
the table.
There.
Yeah, companies will sponsor tables and events, and they'll have a certain amount of tickets. But yeah, and then obviously it's to get on the best dressed and worst. I mean, some people on the worst dressed list, I know it's like Emperor's New Clothing, but you must look at them like... The fuck do you expect me to wear? I mean, honestly, it's like she's some young actress. I think she's the daughter of. You might know this as a real house. Isn't she the daughter of Harry Hamlin and?
Oh,
Harry Hamlin
they have
was
got LA Law. Two LA
yeah,
he went
some Harry. Yeah.
Yes, she has got Lisa Rinna's his wife.
Yes,
and they've
I think
got
it's
two daughters.
I think it's her daughter. She wore this dress. It looked something out of Wonka.
Oh, really?
It was like this ridiculous flower dress. That comes out, and she's.
I'll have to have a look at that.
You need someone needs to be brave enough to the celebs and just say, "You look fucking ridiculous. What are you thinking?" And I mean, what's her name? I mean, Cara Delevingne's a strange girl, anyway.
She is very odd, isn't she?
But she's wearing something out of something out of King Arthur. She's got like King Arthur like mesh on top, and then like this nice flowing dress underneath.
I think it's just
did you see the
more
dress
extreme,
that?
The
and it wasn't at this Met Gala because I'd never heard of it. But it was at the premiere of the new Furiosa film, and what's the name of the girl who plays Furiosa in it? You know, she was in King's. What was that? What was that Netflix program about the girl who was really good at chess?
Oh yes.
Oh,
what's her name?
Queen. What's that called? I know.
Yeah,
I can't think of it now.
Her dress, because she was playing Furiosa.
Anna Taylor-Joy.
And her dress. It was just basically she's walking down and it's full of like arrows sticking out, including where she's got to sit. I mean, what's the point of that?
Oh my goodness.
You can't stand up throughout the whole bloody meal,
which, quite frankly,
is why I'd go.
Exactly. But I mean, like, Lana Del Rey's wearing something which is like this twig contraption, like she's been standing out in the fields for the last 20 years and the twigs have just surrounded her. And you're thinking, you seem a fairly bright girl. Look fucking stupid.
Yeah, maybe.
I know this is why I've obviously gone into fashion.
Maybe they're sponsored by the fashion houses or whatever, and it's still, we'll pay for your 300 grand ticket if you wear this monstrosity.
Yeah, you wear this thing.
I'm sure that is what happens.
You know, this sort of stuff. I imagine Sam Smith was there in some.
He does.
Ed Sheeran got there.
Did he? What was he wearing? A powder blue suit, is that?
Yeah, a powder blue suit looking like something out of The Wedding Crashers.
Yeah. He doesn't look great, does he, on that?
He doesn't. He probably doesn't need to. Of course, he's very happy at the moment.
He is very happy.
Very happy
because Ipswich
went up, didn't they?
It was supposed to be a big Crawley game yesterday,
it was
wasn't
called
it?
Off because of the weather. Crawley got to the playoffs. for the first time. And if they win this, obviously they go to Wembley.
They go to Wembley.
So, yeah, it's called off. I think they're playing tonight.
We're going to the FA Cup final. I am.
We said we're not talking about football.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Barnet got to the playoffs, of course. And they came second in the league by quite a long way and then got stuffed 4-0 in the semi.
That's so wrong. But yeah, no, I can't wait for the football season to finish.
Basically. Yeah, I can't either. I'm going to see a bit of decent cricket in decent weather. No football to worry about.
Yeah, Rory's first cricket match is this Saturday. I'm looking forward to that now.
That'd be cool. Mm. So that's, yeah, so that's basically the Met Gala. I feel, to keep the public interested and to do what we do best, I feel it is now time for a quiz.
Oh, okay. Is this, oh, hang on, Andrew's just held
showing
up
a picture. Yeah,
they're not.
Can I have a quick look, Andrew?
Much.
Who is it?
It's a model.
I've no idea who that is.
But again, not an awful lot of undergarments.
No. Andrew quite likes it.
Andrew quite likes it. Yeah.
Andrew's
but with our
putting
father
a disturbing face there,
yeah,
wasn't it?
A little bit.
Swung on so many levels.
Marvellous.
but with your dad head on, surely you want to be wearing a bit more than that.
Yeah.
She'll catch a cold.
She will catch a death of cold in that. So.
Quiz.
So, are we writing answers down?
You are writing answers down. We are going for the quiz. Is very, very famous opening lines. Opening lines from songs.
So we've got to guess the song.
Yes.
I can't get them.
You can do artist and song because they should be that well known that you should be able to get.
What
them.
If we can carry on singing it?
Then
an extra
if
point.
Let's
have a sing song.
But don't know.
This is going to imbibe a sing song at somewhere down the line. I'm not going to get the guitar out, but basically, because some of these
like David Brent, isn't it? Gareth, get the guitar.
It was just my chance. I've always been waiting for to suddenly show you how nice I am at the guitar. Right, are we ready? You got
yes.
Your pens ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. The
ready.
First one is, look at the stars, see how they shine for you, and everything that you do.
Coldplay.
Don't
shout.
Oh,
sorry.
Absolutely.
Write it down and the name of the songs. But they're that obvious.
Don't know the song.
Well, you're only going to get 1 point then, aren't you? Clever.
Sorry.
Clever.
Well, so is everyone else now. Yeah. I've said it.
No, I'm getting 2 points.
They're going to get two because
what's
you know
the name of
obvious.
The song?
I'm not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you because you can't write it down. But I'm watching because you are generally a bit of a cheat. Number two. You are my fire. My one desire.
Oh, I know that one.
Well, write it down and don't tell anyone.
Well, I can't think of it.
Well, then you won't
write anything.
I can't
think of it. You are my fire, my one desire.
That's not how it goes. And you sound like a poor...
I know that
You
one.
Sound like a poor take that imitation and stop
you
trying to read my
fire.
Bad handwriting. Right, so number three.
Talking to the mic.
Well, it's hard because I'm trying for him not to look at the answers.
I can't see that. Well, I'll put my glasses on.
Can't read my bloody writing. This hot, that ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
No
idea. Oh, I think I know that.
I'm trying to say it so it doesn't make it blindingly obvious for quizzes like you.
Don't know that one.
Where you're doing poorly. Number four. Go shorty, it's your birthday.
I've no idea what that is.
Oh, yes, you do.
You
once
do.
You know it, you'll be
I
like...
I just don't know... Yeah,
who
go
did
shorty.
I've never heard that in my life.
Go shorty.
Yeah. I don't know who sang it.
It's like I'm turning... It's like I'm sitting next to Take That Tribute band.
Go shorty.
Right, number five. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Oh, yeah, I know that. It's, oh, no, it's like... It's almost similar to something I do know.
Ha ha ha
okay.
Number six.
Hang on.
Oh, blimey. Sorry, listeners out there. We're waiting
all
for
right.
This. Number six. And if you don't get this one. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me.
Okay.
Lonely.
Okay.
Don't get your piano out.
Mm-hmm. What number was that?
That's number six. Number seven. Streets like a jungle, so call the police. Following the herd down to Greece.
Yeah, I got that one.
On holiday. Shh, shh, shh. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I just got taken away.
Streets like a jungle.
Number eight. Johnny is in the basement, mixing up the medicine.
I'm on the pavement.
Don't know that.
Oh, I'm surprised. You're going to kick yourself under the table for this.
Johnny's
can
in
you
the
repeat
basement.
That?
Johnny is in the basement, mixing up the medicine. And I could get the guitar out to play this.
No, you're fine.
Is the title of it in the word somewhere?
No. Number 9. Coming out of my cage and we're doing just fine.
Coming out of my cage
and we're doing just fine. And we're doing just fine.
ABBA.
No.
I'll give you a clue. No, it's not ABBA.
Coming out of my cage.
And we're doing just fine. Someone across the road from me is just trying to sing it to herself.
I am, I know that.
Well, if you know it, then you need to write it down. Last one, number 10. You'd better...
I know. What was that number? 9.
That was number 9. Number 10, last one.
Oh, hang on. No, just wait a minute.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
Right. Number 10, last one.
Okay.
You'd better stop dreaming of the quiet life because it's the one that you'll never know.
Oh, I know that. Yeah.
No idea. Can we have number 2 again, the fire one? I know that one, but I can't recall it.
You are my fire.
My one
desire. That's it. Just
that. Yeah, I know it.
Can you do 8 again?
8 is... Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine. And that's all the time.
Can we have a clue? As none of us know it. Do you know that?
Yeah, of course I do.
Better not have a clue then.
No clues.
Right.
I gave you a clue when I sung the next look.
Yes, you did.
I think I might have 6.
You're my fire.
My one desire.
You're my fire.
No, you've got no, not at all. Right, are we going to a break now and then how are we doing for time?
We could just go carry on. Just carry on.
Right. Okay. So, number 1, look at the stars, see how they shine for you and everything you do.
Look at the stars.
That was Coldplay.
Shine for you.
Yellow.
Very good. Yes, I got it. Yellow.
Hang on, no, you can't have it while we're singing.
You write that down.
We sang the tune.
You cheat.
No, we don't like cheating.
MCC Spirit of Cricket and all that stuff.
I get one for Coldplay.
You get one for Coldplay. Yeah. I might take off one. Bugger all for yellow. Right, number 2.
I don't know this one.
I know this one.
You are. It's not Bruno Mars, is it?
No.
You are my fire, my one.
Yes.
Don't say yes if you don't know it.
I know the song.
I know the song. I've no idea.
Backstreet Boys.
I didn't get that.
I really do apologise for my voice here, which isn't the best. This... Hot, that ice cold, Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
Never heard of it.
Oh no, this is one I thought was Bruno Mars.
He's Bruno
Mars. Oh, there you go.
It's Bruno Mars.
I don't know the name of the song though.
It's featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk, that was it, but I didn't write that down, so I only get one.
You get one. See, did you see that? He got one, he admitted he got one, he didn't try to cheat.
I got one on the thing, but yes, okay.
Right, Loney, go shorty.
Go shorty.
It's your birthday.
Is it 50 Cent?
Yeah. Party on like it's
don't
your
know
birthday.
A single song by him.
Well, you've missed out because that gets played every birthday.
You've got nothing by Massive Wagons on there, have you?
I wonder what you're going to say.
We've done talking about the Met Gala. Number 5. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste.
Oh, yeah, I think I know this one. Anyone else know it?
Stones. Sympathy for the Devil.
Correct.
Yeah, no
Sympathy
chance.
For the Devil by the Stones.
Yep. Sympathy for the Devil.
I'll cross out George Michael.
He might have covered it. He might have covered it on some show. I'll give
Sounds
you half
like
a point.
Something he might sing.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me
speaking words of wisdom.
Let it be.
Let it be. Let it be by the Beatles.
Right.
Number 7.
I think I've got the band, I just don't know the song.
Streets like a jungle, so call the police. Following the herd down
Streets
to
like a jungle.
Is it Blur?
It so is Blur.
Yes.
Is it Boys and Girls?
It is Boys and Girls. Yeah. On holiday.
I got one.
Well done.
Following the footsteps. Is it footsteps? Down
following
to
the herd.
Greece.
Down to
the
Greece.
Herd. Down to Greece.
On holiday.
Oh dear.
So I'm really Damon.
I wish people could see the facial expression.
Damon, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Number 8. Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine.
I'm on the pavement thinking about the government.
Correct.
No idea.
Bob Dylan.
Something Homesick Blues.
Don't like him at all.
Look out, kids.
Something You Did.
Yes.
Doing it
number
again.
Number 9. Coming Out of My Cage and We're Doing Just Fine.
I think it's
End
Killers.
End of Party classic.
The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
It is Mr. Brightside. This generation, probably the last two generations.
That's all
End of Party.
Killers, to me, are just popular shit, basically.
Really?
Oh, they can't stand them.
Oh, I like them.
That's the standard end of night song for probably the last 20 years. Probably. Number 10, up there with the greatest songs of all time. You better stop dreaming of the quiet life because it's the one you'll never know. You better stop dreaming of the quiet life. It's the one they'll never know.
Paul Weller.
No, the Jam.
Jam.
Town Called Malice.
Same thing.
So, add them up.
Right.
Honestly.
10.
8.
9.
Get in.
So, congratulations to Alien for winning the... Very good. Thank you to Julie Coates for the inspiration.
That actually was quite good
doing that.
Because we were close. Well, I won, obviously. Yeah. But we were close enough so that nobody was left adrift.
Yes, I like that.
I, on the other hand, would have got all of them.
Would you?
I would have got every single one.
Of course you
would.
That's because you wrote them.
Well, that's just an advantage of doing that. So I think we're done for session 2. We'll come up with some mindlessly dull subject for session 3.
Yeah.
And we'll see you in a minute. Okay.
And we're back. So, Stuart, I believe that we've had a few emails.
The email has been chuntering along in the last 2 weeks, which is very good. And people wanting to discuss and further talk about films that shouldn't have been made back then and certainly shouldn't be made now. Talking about discussions about a certain Ferris Bueller and the merits of that.
Great film.
Haven't been made.
Great film.
Do you like that film?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Stuart's got a completely different thought on it. Stuart thinks...
I'm not a fan either.
I think you used the word wanker, didn't you?
I believe it was stronger off air.
Oh, yeah. No, true,
absolutely loathe the... He's a scam artist.
Well, that's the whole point of the film.
But not really. That's like making a film about like some Ponzi scheme person from years gone by. Well, that's all right. He's a laugh when he was younger.
Actually, The Wolf of Wall Street was a bit like that in
a
way, wasn't
it? I think The Wolf
it?
Of Wall Street is a great, great film, but you never... get to the fact that he scammed people out of millions and millions of
scammed
people's lives.
Ordinary people, didn't
ordinary they? People out of millions of savings. And it's great because he's getting a blowjob from fucking Margot Robbie or whatever.
Is it?
It's
I don't remember that bit.
Certainly. Watch the start of the film. Start the film driving in the Miami Vice car going down the motorway.
Okay.
Clearly, what is going on? I imagine clearly what is going on.
But took a lot of interest in that, didn't you?
Well, you're going to watch it and then you're going to email, text me and say, "Gosh, I was wrong all this time. He's actually doing that." But yeah, no, he's scammed ordinary people out of millions and millions of
Ferris
pounds.
Bueller is a teen comedy.
He's just,
it didn't do it for me.
He's just an absolute wanker.
Well, I think he's meant to be.
Well, no, he's not. He's the total hero.
Yeah, I think he's a bit confused. Anyway, we can't talk about Ferris Bueller anymore because we talked about that in the last one.
People
are going to get bored with it.
But,
so,
but the other one that people mentioned was Ghostbusters.
Really?
And saying that Bill Murray's character in Ghostbusters, he's basically an absolute pervert. If you actually watch when he teaches his students, he's just a lechy lecher.
He is a lech, isn't he?
Totally.
I can't remember that.
And basically all his sort of whole lines are basically about trying to get off with his students and his students want to go to bed with him.
Is it legal in universities? You know, like in schools, you can't.
Allegedly not.
Allegedly not.
Even if they're like 18, you can't.
You are not allowed
but
to.
But you can, I believe, in university, can't you?
I think so.
No, I mean, I've been to university, so I wouldn't
know.
I'm not trying to find somebody in this room who went to university.
Well, I think so.
You went for a short time, didn't you?
I did.
Were you allowed to sleep with your lecturers?
I didn't personally, but I think because you're an adult, anything goes.
It's up to you. Well, there you go. So he was a complete pervert, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And then, of course, he crossed that line of trying to get hold of Sigourney Weaver, where
when she's
slightly
lost the plot.
Over persistent and takes advantage of a slightly under the influence Sigourney Weaver, possibly. slightly give him a little bit of credit for.
Understandable. Understandable.
slightly has it, but it was different times.
Yeah.
Different times. So, yeah, there was a couple of emails. We had emails about people discussing our last subject we talked about the length of a certain gentleman who was on this morning.
Oh, what, my massive cock?
No, that was a different, that was a Channel 4 programme, but that was, he had also appeared on the programme, My Massive Cock. So people discussing that. That got a few emails about, one saying they thought we shouldn't really be discussing that, two others saying that they thought we discussed it in a very fine way. So,
Delicately.
Delicately.
I've not listened to it.
No, I'm just still appalled by that whole thing. Yeah. But
Clayton Rudder is the...
I think you need to stop now. No, apparently not.
We're not going down that road again.
The fact that you have come up with yet another name of somebody who falls into that category.
You've obviously been reading the Daily Mail.
Yeah, and well, you haven't even been prompted to research it, have you?
No.
Just knows about it. Well, hang on, I know that.
Infamous
in certain parts of the world. And then the other one, basically, someone has asked us. They said, you've skated around the subject in previous podcasts, but we would really like to know who your genuine first crushes were.
Ooh.
Famous first crushes.
Ooh, famous.
Yeah. Famous. So you can't say, I really fancied Annie from down the road, who I used to be in my next door class or whatever. Mm. You can't say, but you're famous for proper first crushes.
Proper
first crushes. So I would suspect there'd be more than one on several subjects.
On me, I think it's all about the pants for me. The... Annika Rice dropping out of helicopters in those hot pants.
Susie Quattro, I can clearly...
In those leather pants.
Yes, Annika Rice. And what the... I used to look and think...
Linda Carter in those Wonder Woman pants.
Oh my goodness, you've got quite a list.
She's got a hell of a list going on here.
Give somebody else a chance.
You've got a list going on here.
But I think my top one was Wilma Deering in the spacesuit. That was quite something.
Wilma Deering?
Colonel Wilma Deering from Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
It's Buck Rogers that had the robot that went...
That's okay, Buck. Yeah, or was it Tweaky or something?
Yeah, I think I must have been. I don't know how old I was when that came out. I don't remember. What's her name? Wilma Flintstone.
Huge difference between Wilma Deering and Wilma Flintstone. Although both quite fit.
Hot as.
So she was in a space.
She was in a space, in a lots of very tight, late 70s, early 80s suits.
Was she anywhere near as attractive as Gabrielle Drake in UFO?
I don't know.
Gabrielle Drake, I was obviously a little bit younger, but obviously being a bit of a Thunderbirds fan, I can clearly see where you're going with this. But not as anywhere near as attractive as the woman who was the colonel in UFO. I might have to Google her name. And she is the mother of Benedict Cumberbatch.
Ah.
Really?
Yes, that's a genuine fact. We're going to... Lona?
Yes. Lona's looking at things at the moment.
Looking at Benedict...
What's that called?
Pornhub.
Stop it.
Oh, no, you've got an account, Lona. Fucking steady.
Oh, stop it.
Look up Benedict Cumberbatch's mum. And she's some sort of thespian name. She's a bit of a thespian. I think she might be in Doctor Who a bit, but she played the Colonel in UFO. And of course, UFO wasn't on for, it was only a season.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't very...
it was popular, but not sort of, you know, not Thunderbirds popular.
Wanda Ventum.
And she, you will no doubt tell me.
Wanda Ventum.
She was proper.
You haven't seen that picture then.
Oh, she's probably very old now. She's probably in her 80s now. She was bloody lovely. You can Google it now.
Yeah, I could do.
You can Google it now.
Yeah. Well, I won't bother at the minute.
Actually... Yeah, when you look at that one, she's stunning.
Yeah, she was absolutely
so. Everybody, just Google Wanda Ventum.
Yes,
she's got a little bit of the Olivia Newton-John's about her.
Yeah,
she's very attractive.
I used to enjoy Olivia Newton-John on Cliff Richard's Saturday night programmes in the 70s.
I think that was a dream you had.
She's from Brighton.
Oh, is she?
Go down and do a bit of stalking.
We can do two bits of the podcast linked in one day. Excellent. Although, like I said, she's probably not much younger than my mum.
Oh, and she played Cassandra's mother in Only Fools and Horses.
No.
Hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't remember that, do you?
Certainly don't remember that.
So, you know, my first memory, I think, is probably Laurel Mass, who wouldn't have heard of.
Laurel
Mass, who was the red-headed girl in Manhattan Transfer. And actually, if you look her up, she wasn't even necessarily that attractive. But Laurel Mass. But she danced very provocatively on Top of the Pops once.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
That was all you needed.
Right. Oh, so yeah, Mass. Obviously, we've
just
mentioned
that. With Mass times at different
and speaking of Top of the Pops, the other one was Patty Harrison from Legs and Co.
Oh, yes, I do remember her.
Yeah, she was the American one.
Yes, she was quite nice. And of course, as we've mentioned it before, I was a huge, huge fan of Sally James.
Yeah.
Sally James is so nice.
Tiz was.
Well, you were either, we've done this before, you either Tiz was or Swap Shop. And Swap Shop was way too square for me. I was obviously way too trendy back in the day. Mm. Tiz was bloody hilarious, wasted on kids. But she was fantastic, absolutely gorgeous to look at.
Lenny Henry was very good on Tiz.
That was after New Faces, his first kind of breakout. And they just kind of gave him a free reign to just be funny.
Yeah.
Which he was funny back in the day.
He was.
Not terribly funny now, but he was great. So, yeah, any other Loney first questions?
Well, I really did love Leroy from Kids from Fame.
Kids in Fame.
Kids from Fame. I loved him. I really did.
Was
but
he
my
the
other
kids
one
tight
pants.
New Kids from Fame.
We've moved from leather pants to tight pants.
New Kids from Fame. No, was this was new... back. Kids from Fame.
It was
in...
just Fame, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kids from Fame.
It was the television series of Fame.
I think it was the Kids from Fame, wasn't it?
It was Kids from Fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
But the film was
right,
Fame.
Yeah.
But Sorry
to interrupt you slightly. The film, actually, if you see Fame now, if it's ever on the telly, it's really dark.
Mm.
The film.
It was
really.
A bit.
Really dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really dark. But it's almost, didn't someone kill themselves at the end or something?
Oh, gosh,
but it's really, really dark. Well, certainly tries to.
Yeah.
It's a really dark film about, you know, sort of, you know, trying to make it and that sort of stuff. But yeah, and obviously the Kids from Fame is a lot. You know, sort of a bit
like
more sugary.
School, like,
I obviously had crushes on unusual looking people because
like
I
me.
Quite liked the curly haired Jewish girl in the Kids from Fame.
Oh, Felicity.
Was that her name? I've no
I
idea.
Think so,
yeah.
Oh,
she had a sort of
slightly
curly
annoying.
Hair,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goody,
she sang
bit goody.
High Fidelity, I think.
Oh, did she?
Hi,
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 hi, hi.
That's a dreadful, dreadful.
And
song.
I also had a bit of a crush on Brian Brown. Who was in
Oh,
the
yeah, Cocktail.
Oh,
Cocktail.
Is he, he's
yes.
Australian actor,
yes.
isn't he, Brian Brown?
He always had a bit
bloke.
Of a crush
well,
on
yeah,
married to
bloke.
Rachel Ward.
Ward.
Oh, she was
yes.
very unattractive.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, but also Bruce Springsteen and his Dancing in the Dark. I remember I was babysitting and when he pulled old Cockney
Bird. All right, darling, let's go for a buster.
Courtney
yeah,
Cox.
Slag. You slag, Courtney.
So yeah.
I saw something on line the other day about
I hate you
about Bruce. And I mean, he's a really Bruce around that sort of mid 80s
yeah.
when he buffed up a bit. He's a good
yes,
looking boy.
He was
with the old
the
sort of check shirt.
And, yeah.
Well, I suppose at that time as well, there was a lot of very effeminate looking pop stars, wasn't there? He was far from effeminate.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He's
so I do remember
opposite.
I was babysitting and he came on Top of the Pops and I was like, oh my God.
I mean, I'm round.
Even like the members of Bon Jovi looked more like girls than boys,
yeah.
didn't they?
Now, there is a very, very good documentary apparently that has just come out on Bon Jovi. Four-parter, but it's on Hulu and I have no bloody clue.
Oh, I've got
clue.
Hulu.
Oh, I might have to come in and watch it then. Because we haven't got it here, but apparently it's meant to be excellent. It's a four.
What's
it's an
Hulu?
It's a streaming service.
Yes.
How many bloody services have you got?
It's an American streaming
it's
service.
It's Amazon. You can get it on Amazon. You just subscribe to Hulu because that's where I get all the Real Housewives and
oh,
all that stuff.
It's like a side subscription, is it?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay extra?
Yeah, because I've got Paramount.
Yeah, it's about $4.99 a month.
I'm not
or
interested
something.
Then.
But you should get Hulu.
You have to come around and watch when I get it. When I pay for it, you come around and watch it.
Stuart, your girls would love Hulu.
Housewives.
Oh, I think no, they've got it. I'm sure Lucy's certainly got it.
What I should do is one day when you go away to South Africa, I should just come down here for 2 weeks and catch
just
up.
You can do that if you want to look after the dogs and save me some money.
Yeah, yeah.
On the subject,
probably do that, couldn't I?
On the subject
that, like
of dogs,
do I have to clean up the shite? Yeah.
Have you checked Alona's car? Because you seem to be two dogs down.
that's actually a very, very good point. I do know that my dogs are safe and sound next door. Hence,
good
stuff with A with my mum and B with going away soon. So. Yeah, they're
safe. As long as
they're
safe.
The, Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Uncommon that she did actually go back to America, back to the scene of the crime
and
in Bakersfield.
Come back
and
then
come yes. back and they've let her in.
Mm. Yeah.
Gone back to the scene of several crimes.
You're awful. I did not steal.
Dog snatcher.
Anyway, I mean, we don't really have any more time to go through your various crashes, do we, Loney? Because
no, that's just, probably just as well, actually.
Are there just millions? Quite a
lot that's an episode in itself.
No. It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I can. Yes, there were several. So that was it. That was good. How are we doing time wise?
We've done 52 minutes. Actually, at this point, I just should point out that a lot of people have spoken to us all individually about how much they enjoy this.
Oh, yes.
And you'll be listening at the moment, and hopefully you're enjoying this. But we're never going to get ourselves on the One Show or on Saturday Kitchen. And because of that, unless you actually say to other people, there's a podcast I really like, you should have a listen to it, and get them to listen to it, and or subscribe to it, press the like button on your podcast supplier, then you won't be like my friend Nick, who said, when's the next podcast coming out? And I had to say, when it turns up on your phone, as opposed to waiting for me to send him a link. So if you are enjoying this, please tell at least one other person. If you all tell one person, that will double the numbers.
And how can they listen to it?
They can listen to it on Spotify, on Apple, on... I don't think we still can't work out how to get the bloody thing on Google, which is quite annoying. I don't think there's many people that use Google over here. And lots of other small podcast suppliers, but you just... Just look up Homepot's Happy Hour.
Podcast supplier, doesn't it, normally?
Yeah, basically. So the two big ones are Apple and Spotify, I think, cover about 90% of listeners. So anyone can listen.
We're out there. We are.
So just all you got to do is tell one other person. If you're married to any of us, don't be embarrassed. Just tell one other person.
Even though we are hugely embarrassing, all four of us. Totally embarrassing. Oh, he said as he spits on the table.
Yeah, so that was it. That was just a quick message from us to
our loyal listeners. That's before we got our obviously sponsors coming in and just giving us.
Yeah, there are plans for world domination.
We may have to get world domination when we get to series two.
Yeah.
This time next year. But if we haven't got anything else.
I think that's a nice,
we're spent.
Snappy way of finishing.
We're
we are spent.
Spent.
We've done enough of that.
We're spent for today. It's a beautiful day today in a while.
Thank goodness.
I did mention that the traffic was appalling on the way down here. If that bloody QE2 bridge is still shut, it's going
to
take us forever to get back.
And stay at Club Stew, which is looking quite enticing at the moment.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Have a lovely fortnight. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Homer Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.